It's Wednesday morning, the 13th of May, 2026. The light's just starting up here, coffee's hot, and the overnight reading turned up a particular shape. Two big releases on the unified multimodal side of things, an important accounting data point that quietly reframes the Microsoft OpenAI economic story, and a small memory result that I keep turning over. Let me walk you through them. First up is Alibaba's Qwen team, who released Qwen Image 2.0, an image generation foundation model that bundles high-fidelity synthesis and precise editing into a single framework. The architecture pairs Qwen 3VL as the condition encoder with a multimodal diffusion transformer, doing joint condition target modeling. And the move that matters here is that the model takes instructions up to 1,000 tokens long. That length budget is what unlocks the things prior image models break on. Long posters, multilingual typography, complex infographics, slides, comics. The Qwen team specifically calls out ultra-long text rendering, multilingual fidelity, and high-resolution photorealism as their three target weak spots from earlier Qwen image releases. Human evaluations show Qwen Image 2.0 substantially outperforms its predecessors in both generation and editing. What I find most interesting structurally is the unification. Most open systems still treat understanding and generation as separate problems and try to bridge them with cross-attention. By making both halves share a diffusion transformer that consumes Qwen 3VL features directly, the system gains the same kind of capability stacking we see in unified vision language models, and the multilingual typography improvement is the canary. When a model can render Japanese and Korean glyphs in long-form posters without falling apart, the encoder is doing serious heavy lifting on text understanding, and the generator is faithfully decoding it. For practitioners, the practical question is whether Qwen Image 2.0 will release with open weights, as the prior Qwen Image versions did. If yes, the open versus closed gap on typography, the last frontier where closed models held a comfortable lead, closes meaningfully this week. The artificial analysis image arena currently has Flux 0.2 Max and Seedream 4.0 in the top six, and Qwen Image 2.0 will be the immediate test of whether that ordering holds. Moving on to the second story, which is a survey paper that names a paradigm I think will be cited heavily through the next year of robotics research. It's called World Action Models, or WAMs, the setup, Vision Language Action Models. Those VLA models like RT2, Pi0, and the Open VLA crowd achieve strong semantic generalization for embodied policy learning, but they learn reactive observation to action mappings without explicitly modeling how the physical world evolves under intervention. A growing body of work has been integrating predictive dynamics models, what people call world models, into the action generation pipeline, but the literature is fragmented across architectures, learning objectives, and applications. The authors define world action models as embodied foundation models that unify predictive state modeling with action generation, and they propose a taxonomy. Cascaded WAMs run a world model that rolls out possible futures, then an action head selects the best. Joint WAMs learn one model that predicts states and actions together, treating both as a single conditional distribution. The taxonomy further subdivides by generation modality, image, video, latent, token level, and by conditioning mechanism and action decoding strategy. The result is a coherent map across Dreamer V3-style latent imagination, Genie-style world models, and the new generation of robot foundation models like Pi 0.5 and the various open VLA descendants. The most useful section for practitioners is the evaluation protocol synthesis, organized around three axes: visual fidelity of rolled out futures, physical common sense, does the model respect gravity, contact mass, and action plausibility, the joint property that the predicted action is consistent with the predicted state evolution. The point is, none of these axes alone is sufficient. A world model can hallucinate photorealistic futures that violate physics, and an action head can chase locally plausible actions that lose in the long horizon. Expect this taxonomy to be cited heavily through the next CORL and RSS cycles, and expect new Robot Foundation model releases to position themselves explicitly as cascaded or joint world action models from here on. Third up, the information published an investigation putting hard numbers on the Microsoft OpenAI economic relationship that quietly reframes a debate that's been running for 2 years. The reporting pegs Microsoft's lifetime revenue from OpenAI's technology at more than $30 billion, comfortably more than double the roughly $13 billion Microsoft has invested into OpenAI to date. That number is the cumulative revenue from Azure OpenAI service customers paying to call GPT models on Azure, plus the embedded Copilot business across Microsoft 365 and GitHub Copilot, plus the API resale margins Microsoft books as Azure infrastructure spend converts into customer revenue. The framing matters because it directly contradicts the most popular bear case on Microsoft's AI spend, that Microsoft is shoveling money into OpenAI and getting back compute consumption that's roughly break-even when you net out depreciation on the Azure capacity built to serve OpenAI's own workloads. The information's accounting indicates Microsoft has been collecting third-party customer revenue on the OpenAI stack at a pace that exceeds the investment cost, even before counting the strategic value of preferential pricing on next-generation frontier models. The report also surfaces the spending breakdown, how Azure-built compute that serves OpenAI is allocated against the customer revenue side of the ledger, which earlier analyst pieces had been guessing at. The information published this alongside two related stories worth reading as a set. Microsoft's stock slide is now serious enough to draw activist investor attention, and Cerebras's recent OpenAI inference deal is being framed as a double-edged sword for Microsoft because OpenAI is sourcing inference compute from a Microsoft competitor. The simultaneous publication signals that the debate is shifting from is Microsoft overspending on AI to is Microsoft losing exclusivity on the OpenAI relationship, just as the revenue is finally catching up to the spend. For the broader market, this is one of the most informative data points on AI revenue economics since OpenAI's own annualized revenue disclosures. It puts a floor under the question of whether the hyperscaler's AI capital expenditure is recovering. It does not yet answer the harder question of whether the marginal dollar of AI capex is still positive return on investment at current scale. That requires breaking out the depreciation tail on the GB200 and B300 generations Microsoft is currently building out. But the directional answer is clear. $30 billion in revenue on $13 billion of investment is not a number that supports the Microsoft is the patsy narrative. And for our fourth and final story today, a small but elegant result from this week's archive that I want to flag because it punches above its weight. The paper is called DeltaMem, and the headline result is that an 8x8 online memory state lifts memory agent bench scores to 1.31 times the frozen backbone, with no fine-tuning of the backbone. Let me unpack that. The system augments a frozen full-attention backbone with a compact online state of associative memory, sized down to just an 8x8 state matrix updated by the Delta rule. Delta rule learning is the same primitive that's been showing up in linear attention work, like DeltaNet and the newer fast weight programmer line. It's a clean way to write content, addressable memory, into a small matrix and read it back through a linear operation. The readout from this online state generates low-rank corrections to the backbone's attention computation during generation. Crucially, the backbone is not touched. DeltaMem is a memory module added at inference time, sized so small that the additional memory footprint is irrelevant relative to the KV cache. On the average across the benchmark suite, DeltaMem improves overall score to 1.10 times the frozen backbone and 1.15 times the strongest prior memory baseline. On the memory-heavy subsets, the gains are larger, 1.31 on memory agent bench and 1.2 on LOCOMO. The general capability degradation that usually shows up when you bolt memory onto a frozen backbone, the model gets memory at the cost of catastrophic forgetting on the original task distribution, is largely absent here, which the authors attribute to the orthogonality of the low-rank correction to the backbone's existing attention weights. The practical takeaway is that effective long-term memory does not need to be a large recurrent state. An 8x8 matrix sounds too small to be useful, and the success of DeltaMem is partly a statement that the right inductive bias matters more than raw memory capacity. It sits in a productive area between Titans and the newer linear attention dumb memory mechanisms. It's not trying to replace attention, it's trying to compose with it. For practitioners building agents that need to accumulate state across many turns without reprompting full transcripts, this is a low-cost path that doesn't require swapping the backbone. So that's today. The thread I keep coming back to is unification. Quen Image 2.0 unifying generation and editing in one diffusion transformer. The World Action Models Survey, naming the unification of state prediction and action selection as the next embodied paradigm. DeltaMem, unifying memory with attention rather than treating it as an external store. Even the Microsoft OpenAI story is in its own way about unified revenue accounting finally surfacing what the relationship has actually earned. The shape of frontier work this week is reaching for joint distributions instead of pipelines, and that's a tone worth carrying into how we read the next several months. The full digest has another 36 items underneath these four if you want to dig in. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep reading papers and take care of yourself.